We have enough in the first reading to help you recall the Joseph story, but unfortunately not enough to give you really a sense of what the Word of God is saying. It's the risk of editors all the time when they're trying to get things in. I'd recommend that you go back and read it yourselves. It's the longest short story in the Bible. It goes through several chapters. And it's the story of God taking care of his people by taking care of one whom they rejected. So it's the story of Jesus. And at one point, which we will have in the reading, the brothers are so sorry, finally, that they did what they did, and Joseph Joseph said, you planned this for evil, but God planned it for good, that many people would be saved, which is, again, Jesus. So it's, we've been talking about reading the Bible, and to get the sense of what this story is all about and let the Lord teach you through it, I'd recommend you read the whole thing. Now, what we have here in chapter 10 in St. Matthew's Gospel, again, elicits a sort of act of faith. These are the kind of texts that you read and ponder and gaze at and try to have your faith reach out and touch. This is the foundation of the church. This is the beginning of the church. This is Jesus, the eternal Son of God, made man, selecting 12 patriarchs to be the foundation of this fulfilled people of God. And they're sent out to preach and to found. And as we just had the feast the other day of St. Thomas, I pointed out, and from their place in heaven they guide us still. Now, notice what are some of the primary apostolic duties, because in these we share. He summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. That constitutes part of the apostolic vocation. You remember how Paul in 2 Corinthians says, "Have I not given you the demonstration of the signs of a real apostle? Signs and wonders and deeds of power done with great endurance." You need both. The signs and the endurance. That's the faith. That's the love. That's the desire to communicate the good news and not just do signs and wonders. It's not a circus. It's salvation we're after. And so, it's interesting to reflect on this, you see. Peter reflects this. The miracle that began the whole chain of events after the resurrection, after Pentecost, was Peter exercising these powers and saying to that crippled man at the gate, remember the beautiful gate? "I don't have silver and gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk." And he got up and walked, singing and jumping and dancing. The text said, of course, he'd be pretty happy. And that began the whole, if you remember the book of Acts, which we just did, right after Easter, if you remember. And so you see, this is important. Now, those gifts are imparted to the whole church. They are apostolic gifts. In fact, this is almost the third time that this sort of thing has been mentioned. It was mentioned as a summary of our Lord's teaching, his ministry, and then the beginning of chapter 9, at the end of chapter 9, as they have power over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and illness, to lift from the world the weight of its sin by bringing them to faith in Jesus Christ. And that's why, you see, now, the secret in exercising these gifts is humility, repentance, penance, and prayer. We went through a period where, well, only the saints have these gifts. No, that's not true. But only the saints exercise them in a mature way. Only the saints were consistent. And so you see, then don't go into pagan territory. This is our Lord's obeying the Father. You see, pagans come into his life, the centurion's boy, the Syrophoenician woman. But he doesn't go out there yet. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Reconstitute my people. Then we're ready. Well, very few, the people were reconstituted, but it was such a minority, huh? And we're still waiting for that. And what's the proclamation? And now it comes. The kingdom of heaven. This is Matthew's way of saying the kingdom of God, as you know. The kingdom of God, that is God's rule, his love, his providence, his direction, his forgiveness. God's rule is just about to break in. Get ready. And that's the perennial proclamation.